Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
People who suffer from Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia have higher concentrations of iron in various parts of their brains. Dr. Richard Frayne is a professor and imaging specialist at the University of Calgary. With funding from the Alberta Pfizer Translational Research Program, he's developing a way to map iron deposits in the brain.
Instead of taking what really are pictures of the brain, we can now use very sophisticated acquisition and image processing techniques to take those same pictures but quantitate or develop numbers of the concentration of iron in the different structures in the brain.
Scientists don't know if iron concentration is the cause or the after effect in these neurological diseases.
What this technique will hopefully do is allow us to predict relatively early on individuals who may be experiencing the early stages of neurodegeneration. It also may allow us to evaluate new therapies that are emerging by providing very sensitive techniques to assess the degree of neurodegeneration using a non-invasive imaging test.
Dr. Richard Frayne is refining mathematical algorithms to move the imaging technology towards commercialization. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.